Welcome to episode 274 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. I'm Peter Anderson. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. Each Thursday, we share with you verses for your reflection and edification from the book under study. Check out our website for our recommended list of 300 verses to memorize. That list includes 7 passages from the book of 2 Timothy. 2 Timothy 1 verse 7. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Our spirit is one of love. And according to 1 John 4 verse 8, perfect love casts out fear. 2 Timothy 1 verses 13 to 14. Hold fast the pattern of sound words which you have heard from me in faith and love which are in Christ Jesus. That good thing which was committed to you, keep by the Holy Spirit who dwells in us. After writing of the importance of boldness, Paul then calls on Timothy, and by extension all godly ministers, to be faithful to God's truth. He says, hold fast to the pattern of sound words. By sound words, this means doctrine or wholesome teaching. Hold fast suggests someone or something might try to take the truth from Timothy, unless he holds on in faithfulness. It might be snatched from him. It takes a special man or woman to truly hold fast. It takes someone who is not tossed to and fro and carried about by every wind of doctrine by the trickery of men. While this is important guidance for a pastor, it is important advice for each of us, whether we are leading or being led. 2 Timothy 2, verse 15. Be diligent to present yourself approved to God, a worker who does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. The King James Version may be more familiar. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. To rightly divide the word of God's truth is to know what it says and does not say, and how it is to be understood and how it is not to be understood. It isn't enough for Timothy to know some Bible stories and verses and sprinkle them through his sermons as illustrations. His teaching is to be a right dividing of the Word of God, correctly teaching his congregation. Likewise, we need to have a clear understanding of God's Word. When we do this, God himself approves. 2 Timothy 2 verse 19. Nevertheless, the solid foundation of God stands, having this seal. The Lord knows those who are his, and let everyone who names the name of Christ depart from iniquity. Some might say, I belong to the Lord. I know I'm his. I'm going to heaven. It doesn't matter so much how I live. But those who are his will have the desires and the actions to depart from iniquity. If someone does not have the desire or the actions to depart from iniquity, it is fair to ask if they really belong to Jesus or if they have just deceived themselves. 2 Timothy 3 verse 12. Yes, and all who desire to live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution. This is almost a matter-of-fact statement. Paul has written about suffering before, and he perhaps does not see the need to belabor this point. He mentioned some of his own suffering, states that all who are godly-minded will experience this, and then encourages Timothy in verse 14 to continue in what you have learned and firmly believed. 2 Timothy 3 verses 16 to 17. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. God inspires, and through his word we profit, we gain, we grow, we benefit. 2 Timothy 4 verses 2 to 5. Preach the word. Be ready in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, exhort with all long suffering and teaching. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but according to their own desires, because they have itching ears. They will heap up for themselves teachers, and they will turn their ears away from the truth and be turned aside to fables. But you be watchful in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, fulfill your ministry. Paul's emphasis on the word of God is constant in 2 Timothy. There are some 36 references to the true gospel in this letter, and some 17 references to false teachers and teachings. Paul tells Timothy when preachers should be ready to preach the word. They should be ready always. They should preach it when it is easy and preach it when it is hard. They should preach it when the fruit is evident and preach it when the fruit seems invisible. They should just preach it. Likewise, we should always be ready to give an answer when someone asks us about our hope. Here are 7 more passages that did not make the list on our website that gives us a total of 14 for the book. 2 Timothy 1 verse 9, He has saved us and called us to a holy life, not because of anything we have done, but because of His own purpose and grace. This grace was given us in Christ Jesus before the beginning of time. We are called to a life of holiness. Grace has saved us from condemnation. Now from a grateful heart, we ought to be eager to live differently. 2 Timothy 1 verse 12, For this reason I also suffer these things. Nevertheless, I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed, and I'm persuaded that He is able to keep what I've committed to Him until that day. Amen. 2 Timothy 3 verse 13, If we are faithful, He remains faithful, for He cannot deny who He is. What a reassuring promise. He's not fickle, He's not feckless. He's not fallible, He's not flawed. God is love even when we are unlovable. God is immutable, He never changes. I, the Lord, do not change, so you, the descendants of Jacob, are not destroyed. His character never changes. He never gets better or worse. His plans do not change. His promises do not change. The fact that God is infinitely, unchangeably faithful means that He never forgets anything, never fails to do anything He has set out to do, never changes His mind or takes back a promise. And His faithfulness pours out from His love, so we can trust Paul's word that in all things God works for the good of those who love Him. 2 Timothy 2 verse 22, So flee youthful passions and pursue righteousness, faith, love, and peace, along with those who call on the Lord from a pure heart. Can you see Paul thinking about a young Joseph when he's writing this, a young man fleeing the temptation of his mistress? 2 Timothy 3 verses 1 to 5, But know this, that in the last days perilous times will come, for men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, unloving, unforgiving, slanderers, without self-control, brutal, despisers of good, traitors, headstrong, haughty, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying its power, and from such people turn away. Sober warning. 2 Timothy 3 verse 15. You have been taught the Holy Scriptures from childhood, and they've given you the wisdom to receive the salvation that comes by trusting in Christ Jesus. Some versions say that the Scriptures are able to make you wise unto or for salvation. There is wisdom to receive salvation that comes from being taught the Scriptures from a young age. This is a parenting formula more of us should follow. 2 Timothy 4, verses 7 to 8. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Now there is in store for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day, and not only to me, but also to all who have longed for His appearing. I pray that I can make that declaration myself one day. There we have it. 14 passages from the book of 2 Timothy. But besides these verses that we have highlighted, consider reading more as a part of your personal study. Father, thank you for the gift of your word. May it fill our hearts today and transform us so that we will be obedient to your will. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.